KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The National Convention Organising Committee says there's no need for unnecessary delays as plans for the first national dialogue move forward. Over the weekend, the presidency confirmed the event will proceed as planned, despite several major legacy foundations pulling out. These foundations, including the Thabo Mbeki Foundation, claim the government is ignoring expert advice by pushing ahead with the event.
We must move swiftly to hand over the process to civil society and citizens and citizen organizations that have genuine interest in solving the challenges our country is facing. We must not allow any grouping to control a process that should truly belong to citizens and society in general.
Speaking at a media briefing in Pretoria a short while ago, the committee's chairperson, Boitshoko Ditlake, said the reduced costs associated with hosting the national dialogue and the funding plan were designed to lessen the burden on the fiscus. The event is expected to cost around 700 million rand.
The total budget for the national dialogue will be developed as the structure and form of the community dialogues are finalized by the national convention and will depend on in-kind contributions, donations and other sources that can be mobilized and will be mobilized from various stakeholders across all sectors of our society.
Meanwhile, political analyst Dr. Imran Bakus believes the dialogue needs to go back to the drawing board.
The current composition of this dialogue, it comprises the elite in our society. It comprises NGOs that are blue chip, if you like. A process that wants to talk to the many problems we have in our society does need to include representations of, mass-based organizations.
The National Council of Provinces is demanding an urgent oversight into the state of outdated technology infrastructure crippling policing in KZN. It says many rural police stations still rely on analog radio communication systems. The head of the NCOP's KZN delegation, Mzamo Billy.
The 10111 emergency call centres are still running on an old telephone system that can't cope with calls at once, that aren't linked to modern GPS or dispatch systems, and sometimes drop calls. It is our view that we can't fight modern crime with old failing tools.
In other news, Energy Minister José Nzora Makhopa says the approval of a new nuclear facility in Cape Town is an important step in the country's future energy mix. It's after Environment Minister Dion George granted Eskom authorization to build and operate a new nuclear power station in Daneyfontein. But Green Connection has expressed concern about the affordability of nuclear power. Here's the group's Liz McDade.
In 40 years, we have yet to deal with the highly toxic, high-level nuclear waste that comes out of our one and only nuclear power station. So what we really need is a proper consultative process on energy planning, which is what the law says must happen.
The top story, the National Convention Organising Committee says there's no need for unnecessary delays as plans for the first national dialogue move forward. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.